I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. Eternals, a race of immortal beings who live on Earth and shaped its history and its civilizations. Is another entry from the Marvel Hit Factory?
The hit thing is actually up for grabs. It's getting the lowest rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a risk for Marvel, how they've approached this.
Is it all brand new cast?
It's all brand new characters.
Part of the risk, I guess.
Right, they're trying to launch a whole new wing of the Marvel Universe, much like Guardians of the Galaxy. One of the issues here is there's a director, Chloe Zhao. She won Best Picture last year for Nomadland.
Which is an entirely different type of film.
Entirely different type of film. And this is not the first time Marvel's done this. They've hired independent directors before. Taika Waititi directed the Thor movie. Ryan Coogler directed Black Panther. They were both, you know, low-budget independent filmmakers before they got their Marvel nod. And it shows here in some ways, because managing a big, big budget film with 10 principal actors is more of a management situation than kind of an artistic and premature kind of thing. We'll see. I mean, again, I think people are complaining the plot's kind of unwieldy. Lauded for its spectacular cinematography, which is also what Nomadland won for. And also, too, it's got some interesting characters. But in the Marvel Universe, characterization is usually made by decisions in violent situations. That's what reveals character rather than quirky little details. It may just be a matter of the audience adjusting to a different type of Marvel film.
It's interesting. Angelina Jolie and Selma Hayek, some veterans, are among the more recognizable names in the cast and not necessarily people you'd associate with a Marvel movie.
No, they got really highbrow people. And I think that was part of the point, right? These characters are supposed to have been around for 7,000 years. They have all this wisdom. So you've got these ethereal Hollywood elite, right, that are playing these characters that bring a long-running sense of grandeur to the roles.
And last thing is, I guess the plot revolves somewhat around the debate about changing the timeline of history, if you can.
They're not supposed to intervene. They're kind of our sort of guardians in a way when things get too awry, but they're kind of like the Watcher, which is also another Marvel character. They're only supposed to subtly intervene. And that gets tested, of course, and brought to the crisis point in this film.